T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right now I'm doing it. You have an invitation from me to come on over and let's see what we can talk about in terms of eating in restaurants and cooking and all the rest of it.
Tom, you know, I used to say this to you all the time, and it's really true. I mean, I did this before I met you, and we used to always have conversations about the respective audiences that we drew.
You drew them? That's a good idea.
And I remember you saying that you would become friends with people off the air, and I would go, what? Because I had a lot of stalkers, I guess because I was a woman.
You had stalkers? Like,
back in the day. But anyway, so I think that you've always had the most engaged group of people. And there was an email that I got, or that you got, since we did the show on Stuckey's.
Or Stuckey's as it came out.
And it's a lovely email. It was about Cotton Blues cheesecake. Thank you, Estelle, for sending that. But it's a really kind of interesting story, and I thought that I would read it. It's in 1937, W.S. and Ethel Stuckey or Stuckey opened the first pecan shop at this location. I mean, when I read the other history, you'll find out where that is. It's like a little marker on the side of a road. That began the introduction of the pecans, Ethel's candy, and the distinctive blue-roofed shop to the motoring public. Today, a Stuckey's can be found in nearly every state of the Union and has become an important part of the lives of those who travel the highways of this great country. This spot has been dedicated to the memory of that first step forward by Mr. and Mrs. Stuckey, and the many employees who have been a part of this heritage. All right, so here's the Stuckey's history. If you're of an age to remember tourist camps, I'm not.
Tourist camps?
Yeah, what is that?
Oh, yeah, people used to do that. They would have like a little trailer, and they would go to these areas.
It's like an RV camp or something?
It's not pulling its own weight, yeah. Generally speaking.
So you would just pull up. It's like a campground.
Yeah, and okay. you would spend the night there. Mm-hmm. And boy, it always came to my mind that is something I would not want to do.
Yeah, a lot of people do it.
Maybe there's nothing to it.
A lot of people do it. Well, I mean, camps. I mean, like in national parks, you can do that.
Yeah, that's different.
Still, anyway, if you're of an age to remember tourist camps, Burma shave signs, two-lane blacktops, or even gas lines, pintos, and crackling AM radio, chances are you remember the sprawling Stuckey's empire.
Yep.
A venerable roadside oasis and a highway heaven of souvenirs, cold drinks, hot snacks, and pecan candy, marked by the pitched roof and the teal-blue shingles.
Yeah.
Who could forget the pecan divinity, flavored pecans, and most of all, the celebrated Stuckey's pecan log roll?
You know, I remember seeing those just in my youth. I used to just drive around a lot on week.
Yeah.
And And I would wonder, you know, what is the appeal of this?
Okay, well, I'm going to finish that and you can hear.
Okay.
A heavenly inspired creation of Mrs. Ethel Stuckey herself.
Yeah.
Based on a secret mix of powdered sugar, white molasses, and toasted nuts, the mouth-watering miracle of fluffy white sweetness covered in its own deep coating of crusted select pecans became the soul and spirit of the store and the number one reason for families to stop. Well, along with using the restrooms, gassing up the car, and having a snack and a soft drink, of course. Soon after our founding, Stuckey's became more like a pecan log roller.
Mm-hmm.
From the late 30s to the early 70s, the teal blue roof was as famous then as the Golden Arches are today. Sadly, in the late 70s, the empire began to dwindle when Stuckey's was purchased by a large corporation and became trapped in a time warp. Of the 350-plus locations operating in the heyday, the number dropped to a handful of stores. In 1984, W.S. Billy Stuckey Jr., son of the founder and a five-term congressman from the 8th District of Georgia, acquired the company and began to turn the company around. Under Stuckey Jr.'s helm, the Stuckey Express, or stores within a store, concept was launched. And the company expanded to over 115 franchise locations on the interstate highway spanning 17 states from Pennsylvania to Florida in the east and to Texas in the west. In November of 2019, Ethel Stephanie Stuckey, Billy's daughter, took over as president and CEO of Stuckey. Stephanie aims to continue the legacy started by her grandparents of providing a fun and quality experience for the roadside traveler through our brick-and-mortar locations, as well as expanding markets for Stuckey's pecan products via e-commerce and other outlets. Those who remember the Stuckey's of yesterday will smile with approval of the Stuckey's of today. It's a sure bet that W.S. Stuckey Sr. would, too. Do we have a caller, Ron? Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay. Hi, Chef.
Oh, there he goes.
Is he still there?
I'm here. Hi.
Oh, hey.
Hey, turn me on.
Let me in.
You have the door closed. Open the door. Thank you. I appreciate it. Let me in. Thank you.
What's
Hi, Marion. I have this wonderful Sicily menu, which I want to share with you and the listener. And most importantly, we open. It's really encouraged everybody listening to the program to go out and patronize your restaurant that you like the most and enjoy it, to go out. And, you know, be careful, of course. You know, wash your hand, don't touch your face. The same thing, everybody says saying the same thing, but don't stay home and just enjoy yourself. You know, just, you know, take precaution. But like we do, and but yeah, I want to share with you, Marion, with this wonderful Sicilian menu that we've been celebrating, we've been waiting for, a lot of guests have been waiting for, and we're going to start with a very classical dish, pasta milanese with sardines, you know, the fresh sardines, pasta milanese, and I make my own pasta, as you know, I make prescatelli. Now, Tom knows exactly what prescatelli means. Tom, you want to explain prescatelli?
Prescatelli, this is a very, very fine version of chateau. Wait a minute, I'm goofing this one up.
It's like a straw, you know, like a bar straw, long straw.
Yeah.
And
it's got a hole running all the way through.
Got a hole in the middle. Yeah. Inside, and we make from scratch with 100% semolina flour, and then with this wonderful fresh sardine, we clean it, we the shell, we do bones out. And then we saute with a little touch of dry shallot, garlic, fresh fennel, raisins, pine nuts, and all kinds of wonderful little touch of peperoncino. And then we put tomato in there, bring it to a boil, cook a nice little touch of white wine. And we serve with tossed pasta with nice, beautiful al dente. And then we put some dust on top. The dust is San Giuseppe, because San Giuseppe used to be, as you know, carpenter. Mm-hmm. And it's a Parmesan cheese, pecorino, and a little touch of breadcrumbs. And we put it under salamander. We crust a little bit, and we serve it nice and hot. Absolutely, mamma mia. It's one of my guests. And the guests, by the way, Marion, around during the year, they ask me if I have sardine. But I have sardine, but not everybody orders sardine. So I ended up, you know, eating myself all the sardine. But this time of the year, a lot of New Orleanians know that Andrea's restaurant has the fresh sardines, and I do a nice, wonderful pasta milanese. The other one I do is a classical also from the area of Sicily, pasta alla Norma. Norma is, as you know, is a wonderful, great recipe with the eggplant, ricotta cheese, fresh basil, Parmesan cheese, homemade fresh rigatoni pasta, and it's absolutely another mamma mia. And then, of course, the classical caponatina melanzane. Caponatina is another classical dish from the area, and it's eggplant and tossed together with a little touch of balsamic, pine nuts, and it got a little touch of the tomato, and really touch fresh basil, pine nuts, capers, and it's a nice, great appetite. These are all the above I mentioned as an appetizer. Then you have a wonderful baby goat, Messina. Then you have a beautiful yellowfin tuna, Siciliana style. It's a really great, and then one of my favorite also, two of my favorites, I have the zuppa di pesce taormina, which I love. You've been to Taormina. There's a wonderful bunch of
food. I sure have. That's a beautiful, beautiful area.
Gorgeous. And then, of course, I love this time of the year, fresh rabbit, Louisiana rabbit, Trapani style. I was in Trapani. I've been in Trapani quite a few times. And I go to Monte Alice, which is a beautiful restaurant top of the mountains, and you go there with your chair stool, and it's a really one of my favorite rabbit, which is called Conillo, and I recommend very highly. So it's all the above, and of course you have the classical cassata ice cream or cannoli siciliana. This is a wonderful menu, which I'm carrying until the end of the month for dinner, and really I recommend it very highly. But also this menu we're going to do for the wine dinner coming up this 19th of May. March 19th, we go to San Giuseppe. And we have a wonderful grilled artichoke also with aioli sauce as an appetizer. And we serve that too during the month.
That is so good.
I'm sorry?
Grilled artichoke with aioli.
Aioli, yes. Oh. I love that. This time of the year is a beautiful, bundiful, fresh artichoke. Whole artichoke will likely come to a boil nice and wonderful, well done. And then we take the beard out. We put them on top of a hot grill. We grilled it. And then we serve this wonderful aioli sauce on the side. It's one of my favorite dish. I grew up on a farm, as you know, Marion. I enjoy making my own wine, make my own olive oil. But also we picked up this wonderful wonderful vegetable. It grows off the ground. And my family been in the farm business for all these wonderful generations. And I like the baby artichoke. I don't know. It's very hard to get baby artichoke, the little bitty ones, baby
in
ones.
In Italy at this time of year, what?
Yes.
April is the prime artichoke.
Yes.
Carciofi.
Oh,
yeah.
Wonderful. And I like to do those. Just bring it to a boil. And then what I do, one of my favorite ways, just serve with the olive oil and garlic. Oh, my God. You need the whole thing. You don't have to do nothing to
imagine
it. Really
that.
Beautiful. And then the other way I like also, I like to be fried with egg wash, Parmesan cheese, put them in a little touch of with olive oil, fry the artichoke. I love that. It's a really a mamma mia dish.
Well, it just goes to show, all of this can be had at Andrea's. And he's there every day, 7 days a week. And for Sunday brunch and for lunch and dinner every day. And Chef Andrea is always there. I mean, maybe once in a while he'll slip in and out, but you'll see.
Can I ask you something, Mary and Tom?
Yeah. Right.
What do you hear so far? Because I was in a meeting yesterday with the French Quarter Festival. What do you hear out there with other, the people opinion going out? I think this WWL this morning said they have to go out and support the restaurant. What do you hear out there?
Are people finally saying that? Because we said it this morning on NewMenu.com.
No, Norman, this morning, he said, please go out with Mark Romney from the convention center. I was listening to the radio, and they said, look, just, it's fine. Go out, be, of course, take precaution, of course, everything else.
I'm glad that someone's finally decided to say that, because it's
absolutely. It was wonderful. I was so nice and hear that, because it's real. I think that, you know, if you take precaution and, you know, wash your hand for 20 seconds, you know, soap and alcohol, whatever, you know, sanitize, you know, it's really, it's nothing to worry about it as far as, you know, again, yes, you do have to worry about it, but stay calm. And but I was nice to you, but I was asking you, your listener, what they've been saying so far. Anything?
Well, no one's saying anything, just because we haven't gotten any calls.
You haven't told me what it is that they're making a call of.
The hysteria, the hysteria.
The hysteria?
The widespread hysteria, yes.
Oh, that, yeah.
The thing.
Yeah, I would take a deep breath and just wait for the future to come.
No, absolutely. But we open, and so we deliver it. We do deliver it. And if you can't come to Andrea, we come to your house. We deliver it to your house. So let us know. We'd love to do it for you. Of course not. Why not? Then they want to come out, and we can go to them, you know. Italy, as you know, is shut down. Italy, I was talking to my family over there. Everything is shut down. Everything, they can't go anywhere. Mm-hmm. They have to stay home, and they go to the supermarket, of course. You know, the restaurants, they open, but not, you know, seeing no action because nobody goes out in here. But over there is really a mess over there, so I feel sorry for them. I feel for everybody, of course, in the world, but we have to be careful. But I just was hearing what you had to say. But we open, and we'd love to have you, and if you can come down the road, we'll come to you.
I think most people don't want to hear what I have to say, Andrea.
Love you all. I love you all.
Bye, Andrea.
It is 834-8583. My home is home. Ciao, grazie. Arrivederci a tutti. Ciao.
There he goes.
We have to take a break now. 206-3368. We'll be right back. WWL 105.3 FM HD2.
Or again, like we are every day. Can you imagine that? I mean, we did that for every day for a long, long time, and we're still doing it. Our telephone number is 260-6368, 260-6368. We just had a variety of different thoughts about this and that. You're always welcome. We're close to the beginning of the
The end of the show. We have half an hour left.
I know about that. But
that'd be a record. Not a single call, but Chef Andrea.
Well, that's the two things dwelled with one another, is my opinion anyway. But what do I know, really?
Yeah.
260-6368. Call. We'd love to hear from you right now. What you been eating lately? Let's see. We talked about the Mexican restaurant last night.
Well, I wasn't quite finished with the Stuckey's thing.
Give me more on it, because
get enough of it?
No, I mean, I've seen these places often over the years, and even when we go in and see, what's going on in there, you look at it, and you still can't figure out, what in the world is this here for?
I'm super excited, the company, you know, that happens a lot, I think, where a business that has been run very successfully and someone puts the kids through school and then they go off to college and they decide they don't want to do the business.
Yeah.
And then the business falters. And then somewhere in the next generation, they decide to take it up, which sounds like what's happening in the Stuckey's thing. But you know what? Times move on.
Yep, they do.
And things change. And I wonder how successful they'll be at bringing it back. But the answer to the question that I asked someone, probably the Oracle, was that Stuckey's originated in the early 30s in Eastman, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
The founder, W.S. Stuckey, had a pecan harvest that was extra good from the family orchard, and he decided to portion the crop for sale in a lean-to roadside shed.
And that was it. That's how it got started?
That's how it began.
Oh. Well.
Yep.
Okay.
Alan.
Alan is here. Welcome. Alan, you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi. Step right up. Come on in. This is Tom Fitzmaurice.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll sit over here if that's okay. I don't want to be in the way.
Yeah, you probably should stay away from me.
It's okay with me, but I would appreciate it if you would change from a brown jacket to a white shirt, if you wouldn't mind.
Hold on, and I'll be right back. I'll put on. I have a nice starched white shirt, and in honor of you, Tom, I think I'll put on a bow tie.
There you go.
That's right.
Anyway,
and remember, I always say you're not a man until you know how to tie a bow tub. While driving.
Yeah, I know. I remember.
Because if I can do it, why should you do it?
Exactly. You know, I called right before or during the news, and I don't know if Ron was able to tell you. You were talking when Tom, you were talking about the football player three times as big in person. That was Archie Manning, because I remember your story.
Archie Manning. Okay.
Yeah, not Bobby Hebert. Bobby's not quite as big as Archie Manning, but
yeah, Bobby's not that big.
No, he's not. He's just fast as heck. But
whoever it was to stand in front of him or shake his hand is so it you don't know what to make of it, because these guys are so powerful.
It's true.
It's absolutely true.
Yeah, I was born in Mississippi, and so is Archie. But you're right, Tom. When you shake Archie Manning's hand, and I did a couple of times, my hand would just disappear. I don't know
where
it went.
This is no question about it. He is an athlete.
Big guy.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
It's the food show. Now what do we do?
Wait. Let Alan finish.
Oh, okay.
Oh well, I'm going to move on from Archie Manning and go to Stucky,
right?
Because
go to who? Oh, Stucky.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't want to like linger in the subject, because you know it's about childhood memories, and we used to drive from Jackson to New Orleans that 2.5-3. Well, when my dad drove, it was about a 4-hour drive, but we would always stop at Stucky's. There was one on, I guess it was I-55, I believe. I might be wrong. But and Marianne, you were asking the other day if you could eat there, if they had a place to eat. Is that right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, and
yeah,
they
I never could figure it out. I never could see anything that they would look like it was worth eating.
Well, you're right, Tom. And you could almost miss it. It was just a few stools in the back, in the corner, on the way to the bathroom. You would see that, they had a little grill. And it was, I don't even think, all I can remember is eating hot dogs there. Mom and Dad always give us a little bit of money, and my brother and I would just order a hot dog. It was ready in a flash. Nothing special, nothing fancy. Now, that's all I remember, that they do serve food, but I can't recall what else they sold. But like that eloquent letter you wrote, the sweets, the boxed divinity and other sweets that we never bought those, because we always got Pauline's and on Royal Street and on Decatur Street. You know, by the time we get to New Orleans, and you know, come back to Jackson with many boxes of Pauline's, so we really wouldn't buy anything from Stucky's. Except for maybe, you know, my brother and I wanted a hot dog. And they had gas. You know, they had a little place, one of those, you drive up, and there was just one, I don't know what do you call these, dispensers of gas. You know what I'm talking about. You go to a gas station, and it's this, you know what I mean.
Yeah, sure.
You could get gas there. It was like a little mini gas station. I think it only one pump. That's it. It was like a one pump deal. But I remember that as a kid. And I don't know if they're, you know, I haven't made that drive between Jackson and New Orleans, so I don't know if that Stucky's is still there. But I remember.
Well, I'm telling you, I'm looking at a map right now.
It was kind of exciting because you'd see one sign, Stucky's ahead, 5 miles, and then another one, you know, after a couple of miles, looking ahead 3 miles, and so on and so on. And by the time, you know, it just, for kids, that was just, we just couldn't wait. You know,
yeah, because you'd be sitting in the back of the car, yeah.
Just ready to bounce out as soon as we get there. Are we there yet? You know, that kind of thing.
Well, it looks like there are at least four in this area, like Mississippi. It looks like each zip code or wherever you are, they give you like a little radius. Mm-hmm. So in a radius of 300 miles, there are what looks like probably 12 or 13. But some of them are red and some of them are yellow, and I can't tell if those are proposed ones or if they're real ones. So
that's surprising, at least to me. But then again, I you know, people do travel to roads. So you still need places. Here you have, we were talking about it. It started in Tennessee, and we have a bunch up here in the Northwest on the road.
Uh-huh.
Mary, what is that? You have to recall Tom's memory, and you have to recall mine. It's another roadside stop where you get snacks.
Up in Seattle?
That's it.
Cracker Barrel? Uh-huh.
Cracker Barrel, right.
That's it.
That is the most mediocre place to eat that I can think of. When you say, okay, well, at least the grits will be good, well, guess again.
Well, I can assure you, grits aren't something you're going to get up here in the Northwest, with few exceptions. But, Cracker Barrel. So I don't know if we have Stuckey's up here, but I think we could probably put that to rest now, the whole Stuckey's.
Okay, Alan, I'm going to give you a job.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to give you a job.
Well,
I can only do this in the Mississippi area because that's what the computer that's where the computer finds me. So if you go to your computer and you search Stuckey's, it will say within a 300-mile radius, and it'll pop up the ones in your area too. So let's see if you have any. Are you at a computer right now?
Not at the moment. moment.
Okay.
If you're serious about this, I can call back tomorrow and let you know.
Yeah, no, I am serious about it. I am definitely serious about it. So, yeah, sure, please.
All right.
Okay?
Yeah, gosh, Stuckey's is getting a lot
of
You
have a mission
publicity.
Now, Alan.
Well, it'd be an honor, and I have time because the schools are closed
Nobody's doing
right
anything
now.
Right, because everything's shut down, yeah. All right.
And to, you know, just quickly to add Chef, to let Chef know, if he thinks it's bad down there, we have a chef. He owns several places. His name is Tom Douglas. If you Google Chef Tom Douglas, he has some very nice places. He's closed 11 of his restaurants. He's just keeping one open, I think the first one that he opened. So it's temporary,
it's temporary until all these places go out of business. Then it becomes something a little more permanent, doesn't it?
Well, you're right. He is able to do this. I feel very bad, you know, after being a waiter at the mercy of the establishment, much less how much business comes in. I just can't. It's unfathomable. It's bizarre. But anyways,
It's War of the Worlds all over again.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Take care, Alan. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
260-6368 is the number. You're listening to WWL 105.3 FM HD2.
That's us, all right. It's the food show. Did I hear another voice coming in from the? We'll return with more of the program after first. Please, this.
You're back on. Hi, folks. We're back. Got about another 20 minutes left.
That's about right.
Of the food show.
The food show. It is a one-of-a-kind category.
It is, that's for
You're
sure.
You're the only ones. That's
that
right.
is absolutely
yeah.
for sure.
260-6368 is our telephone number. If you didn't quite catch that, it's 260-6368. If you are just using maybe memory
telepathy.
Yeah, or a hot dog.
Still
or
come on in.
Kernels.
We talked about tamales today.
Tamales, yes.
Spin dip. I cannot believe no one has called on spin dip.
Spin dip. Well, what else should they do?
What is there to say about spin dip? Oh, my goodness. It's one of the most popular things in restaurants.
Well, as you know, I have always told you, you can have all of mine.
And I do. I do. 260-6368 is the number. There's a great quote in your almanac, Tom.
There is? What
yes,
is it?
Yes, it's pretty funny, I have to say.
What does it say? I have the
I have
whole
to get
thing
to
in
it.
Front of me.
I have to get to it.
Is this your
right.
screen here?
And you know what? You don't even attribute this to anyone.
No?
Yeah, no. Well, actually, this doesn't even make sense because you attribute it to Duncan Hines,
yeah.
who was born in 1880. So I guess maybe this would be when he was an older man.
Yeah, he was. He owned some bakery shop or some words to that effect.
Anyway, he said more people will die from yeah. hit or miss eating than from hit and run driving.
Yeah, it could be.
Now, you don't have this attributed to anyone unless it's also Steven Tyler, but if the soup had been as warm as the wine.
Uh-huh. Oh, this is a good
if
one.
If the wine had been as old as the turkey.
Listen to this, folks.
And if the turkey. I'm sorry, I start coughing when I laugh. And if the turkey had a breast like the maid, it would have been a swell dinner.
For the turkey.
I don't know who said that. It's too bad because it's one of your best ones
Sounds
I've ever
like
seen.
Benjamin Franklin.
If
to
the
me.
Soup had been as warm as the wine, if the wine had been as old as the turkey, if the turkey had a breast like the maid, it would have been a swell dinner.
Yeah, that's a classic old.
Yeah, and then Steven Tyler proving that it really is true. What people say about pampered rock stars and celebrities.
Oh?
Yeah. He was born today, 1948. Here's a quote from him. Quote, I would think nothing of tipping over a table with a whole long spread on it just because there was turkey roll on the table and I had explicitly said no turkey roll.
Mm. Oh, you hate it when they change everything up for you. It's so tough.
Yeah, and then you go and behave like that. So,
oh, well, someday on another, you know, calm.
In 1753, a British-American colony count, Benjamin Thompson Rumford, was born, and he, through his tinkering? Yes, he wound up going back to Britain after being in the colonies because he was on the remain side back in the day. But in the process of his experiments, he invented utensils for the kitchen like the double boiler, the drip coffee pot, and a stove.
Now that I really don't understand because I can't see.
What, a drip coffee pot?
I have a run of about five or six
coffee pots,
coffee makers, and it gets up to a point, and then it slams shut and never to be heard from again.
What is a double boiler? I mean, whenever we need to boil something or heat something like chocolate, we just take a regular pan, like a little saucepan, and put water in it, and then put the pan with the chocolate in it over it. Doesn't even necessarily always fit, but it does the job. It's another one of those things where how many gadgets do you need in your kitchen?
Well, what I don't use or what I don't need are those various kinds of equipment packages that you put right on your right on your
where you counter on your counter
on your counter exactly. Mm-hmm. Thank you, and you can just drop it right there. But you find that you don't need it. Not for if you do it, you don't need it for much, and you say, well, I better.
Oh, it's 444, Tom.
It is?
That might be the most interesting thing on the show today.
One. No, it's four.
Four.
16.
Anyway, I have to admit that I'm constantly being tempted to get an air fryer machine.
Yeah, I think, what do you need it for, really?
Well, you need it to make crispy French fries without oil, which is the problem with French fries. But I've resisted the urge so far, and it's likely that I will not succumb. But I did see a really good price advertised recently. I want to try the crispy duck fat fries, and I put fries in quotes because it's really roasted in the oven to make it crispy.
Oh.
The French fries from the book of the woman that we had on, was it last week? Susan Spungen, the one who had the open
kitchen
book.
Yeah, within a week ago,
Yeah. You know, tomorrow is Rick Gracia, or I think it's Rick Gracia. Yeah, we've been trying to have Rick Gracia from Muriel's on
He's terrific.
I don't know, 3 months, four months, the last time we had a round of illness going around. Rick got sick, and then he was sick for a while with the same kind of cough that I have, and it went on for weeks and weeks, like this one. And then we canceled. He canceled several times. And then I got sick in January, and that went on for weeks and weeks. And so now we had him scheduled finally this time, and then we can't be in the studio for a while. So he's hopefully going to call in tomorrow. And I think it's just one of those things where if it falls through the cracks so many times, you have to say the gods don't will it. But we're going to press ahead and have Rick Gracia call in tomorrow and talk about Muriel's. Because any restaurateur who would like to call in and talk about why someone should come to the restaurant tonight, like what great thing you have on the menu tonight, what special you have, please call us because you need all the help you can get right now. So come on, call us and say, you know what, tonight I've got this fantastic pile of mussels or something. And, you know, it might be a chance for us to get some people in there.
If you've never been to that place.
Dakota?
No, not Dakota.
Muriel's.
Muriel's,
yeah.
Muriel's is just knock 'em dead terrific. It's
I thought you were talking about Dakota because you had mussels there the other night.
Yeah, so we had it. I don't know what that was about even now. So, but
yes, Muriel's is an excellent place.
right there
on Jackson Square.
And it's a huge menu and a lot of good things. It's a cool place.
They probably would have done pretty well last night because supposed to be.
Yeah.
The New Orleans, Historic New Orleans Collection.
That's a great organization.
Event with the symphony.
There. Yeah.
Which they do every year together at Jackson Square in the church. Mm-hmm. And it was closed to the public last night, and they had to record it. But I know we were planning to go. And go to dinner before then, and then everything fell apart. So I'm sure that Rick was kind of expecting to have some more people there last night than he probably wound up with because nobody went to the concert. 260-6368 is the number. So we have just a big stack of wilted vanilla wafer dishes the buffet to be cleared away.
Actually,
I think if we want to be honest, Tom.
Yeah.
It was a buffet. Where you would expect to see things like wilted vanilla wafers in dishes with banana pudding. So I guess it's our fault for offering up a buffet. but we just have a stack of those dishes. One of them is, what's your favorite spin dip around town? What's your favorite spinach dish, either at your house or in a restaurant? Because today is National Spinach Day. Where would you like to go in this beautiful weather to forget about everything that's happening out there?
Whatever is most comfortable and has most of my friends with me.
Let's go. Good idea. Good. That's right. A good answer, Tom. Let's go to Gregory.
Gregory, welcome to the food show. How are you?
Hey, I'm fine. Hello. Hello, Marianne. Tom, doing well. It's a pretty nice day. I don't know if you guys are over here or over there. You're on the North Shore over here, right? Yeah, okay. Marianne, my favorite thing, spinach-wise, is, believe it or not, that dip you get at Langenstein's, La Popeye. I think that stuff is, like, you can't stop eating it.
I was going to say something about supermarket spin dips. I don't usually like them, but you do like them?
No, but they're made in-house, and it doesn't have artichokes in it. It's just called, it's mostly spinach, and it's got a lot of cream cheese and other cheese in it, but it's got, like, I think it's got, like, what are those crispy things in Chinese food? There's water chestnuts, I think, chopped up in there. I don't know. It's just very good. I've tried to copy it, but they make it daily over there at Langenstein's. It's called La Popeye Dip, and it's very good. It's cold or room temperature. So that's what I like about spinach. Well, I like spinach every way. I even like spinach artichoke dip, but La Popeye is my favorite dip for spinach anyway.
The first time I ever had a feeling for spinach at all, other than, you know, the Popeyes and all of that, because, you know, us young guys, we actually gave a lot of credence to Popeye and others. But anyway, so once we got past that, and you get onto the aisle there, and you can get in there and have where were we with this?
I don't know. Let's let Gregory finish.
I was just talking about how, I like spinach every way, but I just love that La Popeye dip from Langenstein's, and nobody else does it. They also have another one, which is really good, too, but it doesn't have any spinach in it. So, but anyway, the prepared foods over there at Langenstein's are really quite good, especially those dips and stuff like that, especially if you have a party, and you want to impress somebody. That La Popeye is really good. It's not a plug for Langenstein's. It's just delicious. You can't stop eating it.
All right, I'm going to go try it. That does sound good.
Yeah, you got to pick up a little tub of it. Okay. La Popeye dip, and it's just, you'll see. And you can put it on crackers, you can put it on
tortillas. I think their deli chicken is exceptionally good.
Oh, it is. They really go all out for that. You know, the kitchen in the back of those stores, and now there's three of them. But I usually go to the one on Metairie Road. Mm-hmm. So, try it, Marianne. Anyway, I guess that's all I got.
Okay.
Well, thanks. Nice hearing from you.
Thanks for calling, Gregory.
It's the food
show. So long, guys.
I'm Tom Fitzmaurice. Let's see. We have somebody to...
No, we have to take a break.
We'll We'll be back with more of the food show in a moment. But first, please, if you will, this wine. There's all kinds of stuff flying around in the world right now. I've got that figured out for being in another time.
George is waiting.
George is joining us over here on the green phone. George, come on in.
How you doing, George? Tom and Marianne?
Hey.
I'm doing well. Thanks for calling. Yeah, hi. Here we are.
I had a question.
Ask me.
I had a question for y'all.
Good. Go.
Have y'all ever tried a Honduran tamale?
A what?
Hungarian tamale.
Honduran. Oh. From Honduras.
From Honduras.
Honduras. Yes.
Yes.
I think that's what Julio did here.
I have, yeah. We used to have a lady who made them in Fats.
They're big, aren't they?
Yeah,
that's the big one. That's not the little.
Yeah.
That's not the ones that look like cigars.
Right. Yeah. They're very big. Yeah. Uh huh. Do you like them?
They have they got rice in it. They got rice in it. They got meat, raisins. And,
okay. No, I have not had that.
Little pieces of pieces of potatoes, diced potatoes.
Right. I've not had it. You like it?
Oh, you got it. Oh yeah, they're way better than the mother ones.
Now, where do you get these?
You got to go to a Honduran restaurant. Ideal, they have them sometimes, but most of the time you got to get it from a Honduran restaurant or grocery store.
Do you like do you shop at Ideal very much?
Yeah, I went over there today. I
you
got
did?
Me some congri. You know what that is? That Cuban
sure do,
rice with the rice and beans, red beans.
Yep.
And I got me some fried fish, a whole fried fish with the head and all. Mm. It was like $12. I got me some fried planters. I went to the one right down Broad Street, like Broad Street and as Bank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where the Whitney used to be a long time ago.
Broad at Canal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right down the street from the Whitney. That's correct.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They're coming on strong. They are really moving
out.
Yeah,
they are. They're trying to take over. Have y'all heard about that that Jazz Market right where the K&B used to be at on Canal and Broad Street?
No, but tell us about it.
Well, they just opened up, and it's something like Ideals. You know, that's where the K&B used to be at.
Yeah, there's a bunch of groceries of various kinds there. That's a good place to look for especially
exotic
unusual.
Kinds of things. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I haven't tried the food yet. I mean, it's different from Ideal with the prices because Ideal, their place is like $10 to $12. And then Ideal sell the meat by the pound, which is real cheap. It's $10. It's like all the meat is $10. But at this other place where the K&B used to be at, the Jazz Market, it's $5.99 per pound, and that's the plate. So you just ask them, you know, what you want on the plate, and it's sell about a pound.
Okay. All right, George.
How about a Bush?
What?
The Bush Seafood Place. The buffet place out in Bush.
Oh, the big buffet?
Y'all been there?
No, we have not been there. We've heard rumors about it. We've heard it's a legendary place.
Never been
we
there?
Have not been. Never been.
Come on. Are you serious?
Never been.
They've been there forever.
Yeah,
okay.
That's true.
Well, I don't like buffets. I'm like Tom. I don't like buffets, but I make an exception for that one.
Okay, well, I like it. I like them enough for both of you, but we just haven't made it out there for that. George, you are up against the top of the hour here. Call earlier next time.
Thanks for calling.
I sure
and,
will.
Take
we'll
care.
Talk about
y'all
it
have
again.
A good day.
Thank
okay,
you.
Just want to mention this. The
safe.
Chef's Soiree has now been canceled, the latest thing as the dominoes fall. So all the little kids who would benefit from the money raised there will not, unless you go to chefsoiree.com and buy a raffle ticket for Banner Ford raffle. So just want to mention that. Have a wonderful evening, everyone. Great weather outside. Go someplace for dinner, please. WWL 105.3 FM HD2. Good night.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.